Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I had some other podcasts planned for this week, and ever since yesterday, I didn't post the one that I had recorded. And ever since yesterday, I just felt like I needed to go in a different direction this week. So I want this podcast today to be a message of encouragement to you, the leader in this company. So, and this might be even more for leaders who have been with It Works maybe a little bit longer, but it's going to apply to you if you're a new leader as well. And in the future, you may think about this and look back and remember this podcast, or you can come back to it at that point. So today I want to talk about a Bible story, and I want to talk about Peter. Peter was a disciple of Jesus in the Bible, and he was one of Jesus' two best friends. John Baptist was his most dearly beloved friend, and then Peter was one of his other best friends. But Peter, if you remember, is the one who denied Jesus three times when he was in the process of getting crucified. Peter denied even knowing Jesus three times. So that's who we're talking about here. And yet he was one of Jesus' best friends and most beloved disciples. The story I want to talk about today is in Matthew. I had to write this down. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. And this is most famous because Jesus walked on water. That's the story, but I want to focus on Peter because Peter also walked on water, and I want to kind of relate this back to our business or maybe even something you've got going on in life. So what had happened was, Jesus had told Peter and a couple other the disciples to go ahead of him in a boat, and go ahead and leave and he would catch up. So they left, they're out in the water, and, there was a storm. And out in the water, they see something that they don't really recognize, and they get very scared. They thought it was a ghost, and it turned out it was Jesus, and he was walking on the water to come out to them in the boat. I'll finish the story before I kind of get into the parallels here. So, you know, Peter recognized, he recognized that it was Jesus. He thought it could be, but he challenged Jesus, and he said, "If you really are Jesus, then tell me to get out of the boat." So Jesus said, "Okay, Peter, get out of the boat," right? So Peter got out of the boat, and he was focused on Jesus, and he walked on water towards Jesus. But he started looking around. He took his eyes off of Jesus, and he started looking around. He saw the waves and the wind of this storm, and Peter started to sink. And so he called out to Jesus to help him, and Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith," and reached down and grabbed Peter by the hand and pulled him back up and to walk on water again. They got back into the boat, and the storm calmed. And that's kind of the end of where we're gonna end the story. So if you've never read that story, I really encourage you to go to Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. And I want to parallel this to our business and our leadership journey here. You are going to go through things as a leader, and it's a storm. Like, it is, the winds are going to be blowing, the waves are going to be going, and you just don't understand, you know, what is happening. And you're going to look out, and something's going to happen, and it's going to scare you, and it's going to seem crazy, but it's going to mean that God is at work, and He has something amazing in store just around the corner. So if you look back at Peter's story, that's exactly where they were. You know, they're in the middle of this storm, and they're looking out, and here comes this figure that scares them, and it's Jesus, and He's walking on water. And they don't know, Peter doesn't know that he's also about to walk on water. He doesn't know that he's about to get a lesson in trust and faith, but that's what was about to happen. But it scared him at first, before he realized what was going on. So, you know, we're in the middle of a storm, and, you know, we're questioning, and God is at work, but it scares us a little bit because we don't understand. So we cry out to God, and we say, you know, can you just help us here? Can you, you know, if this is really you, if you really still have your hand on this, then I need you to show me what to do. I need you to lead me and guide me. And we almost challenge God, right? We say, you know, you brought me here. You brought me this far. What is going on? I need you to do something here. And God says, okay, get out of the boat, you know? And we have to follow through. And Peter did too. So Peter gets out of the boat. And here's the most crucial part about all of this is if you never get out of the boat, you can't witness the miracle. If you never get out of the boat, you can't see what God has in store or what he was trying to teach you all along. If you stay in the boat, scared and afraid and not believing that this is God, that his hand is all over the situation, then you're never going to see what's in store. So, from the story, we know Peter gets out of the boat, and as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on water. But as soon as he started looking around, and Stephen Furtick would call this the chatterbox, right? As soon as we start looking around and listening to everybody's chatter and, you know, looking at reality instead of God's dreams for us, instead of, you know, God's vision and through his eyes, when we start looking at reality and how things appear now, we start to sink. We get those doubts. We get those fears. If we're not focused, laser focused on him and his promises and put our trust and faith in him, we're going to sink. Which is exactly what's happened. A lot of our businesses, we've taken our eyes off of our goals. We have stopped believing those promises, and we're questioning, and we have felt ourselves sink emotionally, physically, mentally. Our teams have felt it. But the beautiful part about all of this is even in all of that, you know, we are afraid, first of all. We don't know God's at work. We challenge God. Is this you? Is your hand really in that? He comes through every time. And even when we, for the third time, you know, Peter sinks because he starts looking at the waves. For the third time, he calls out to Jesus and says, help me. And Jesus does. He reaches out and he says, oh, ye of little faith, do you still, after all this time, not trust me? Do you still not believe I am not at work? And despite that, despite the doubts and the fears and the emotion, Jesus pulls Peter right back up onto the surface of the water, and they walk on water back to the boat together, and he calms the storm. So I hope you see the parallel today. I hope you can see as we move into first quarter, you guys, and this boon that is happening. First of all, you've got to get out of the boat. You've got to stop living in fear. God was at work the whole time. Okay, whatever you've been going through, whatever it is, whatever it happens in the future, God is still at work. And he will use whatever you're going through to teach you, to guide you, to bring glory to his name, to do a miracle. That's just who he is. But you have to get out of the boat and stop living in fear. Get out of the boat. Trust God's promises. Walk on that water. If you stay laser focused on the promises and the dream and the vision that he has given you, he's brought you this far. He's not going to let you down now. Trust him that a miracle is right around the corner, and that all of this was leading up to something amazing, and that amazing is going to be 2017. Get out of the boat, have faith, trust God, laser focused on him and his promises, have that faith. 2017 is going to be your miracle.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.